Mike, I want to go to PAX.
You don't get to go ever anymore.
I'm wearing my PAX East shirt right now.
Well, that's just sad.
I know.
Just stop being so pathetic. It's just angering me. Podcast for September 3rd, 2010. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Ajguy.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, here's our show today. We're going to start off with the news. We have such great intros, don't we?
Yes.
Start off with the news, and we'll do the quiz, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Quiz, talk about games we play. Anyway, let's go topical. Look, you've listened to the show. You know it's going to go. Start the news, AJ.
And you'd think you'd have that down by now.
Just do it. I'm all flustered because Bitmob is loading all slow, and I wanted to do something. I'm flustered, damn it.
Well, unfluster. Here, don't worry. This will fluster some people, but not you, because you're sensible.
I can't wait to see what your elite story is, by the way.
You like Kingdom Hearts, right?
But this is an elite... Yeah, what's your... This is your elite story?
I go chronologically, okay?
No! That's not how it works! Do you ever watch the news? What's the first story?
Fine, I'll do what I was saving for the end, so we can talk about it.
Yes, exactly, because I shouldn't save it for the end. Why, we can't talk about it if it's the first thing?
No.
You just do you really want to make fun of the PSP that much more?
Yes.
We haven't done it enough? God.
It's noteworthy in that
it's kind of, yeah, sure.
Birth by Sleep is not coming to the PSP
Everyone
Go.
Talked about it 5 days ago.
Well, guess what? We record every 7 days, so...
Guess what just happened, like, an hour ago.
Okay, fine.
Thank
you. Jeez. Anyway, there's PAX going on right now, which is awesome for those who are there and those who are not there, because 2K Games and Gearbox have confirmed the rumors they are finishing Duke Nukem Forever.
And it's playable there right now.
Yes, there are live streams of it from 2K, of people playing it, and supposedly it will be out this year.
That's weird.
Can you believe it?
I mean, I guess. Like, now that it's not being developed by 3D Realms anymore, sure. I expect it will have a very normal development cycle.
Well, I was surprised. I mean, I honestly expected them to be like, yeah, you know, like a year and a half ago, we gave the game to Gearbox and they started over. But no, it's actually like they went into 3D Realm stuff, took all the assets they had, and finished the game.
That's weird. I wonder what this is going to... I can't really imagine what this game will
actually
be like.
Well, that's like one guy I saw, like you know, the 2K girl with the camera guy was like talking to people. Saying, you know, what did you think? And he's like, oh, it's so weird. Like... For as long as I can remember, this game's been in development. But it's coming out. It's crazy. But, like, you know, the graphics aren't that great, but it's still a little early. It's like, no. It was supposed to come out 6 years ago. That's what the graphics are, my friend. I'm sorry. Which makes me almost think, like, is it such a good idea, really, to release it this way? Because isn't it going to come out and kind of look a little dated? But it's going to look like it's a new product, especially if people, like, don't know the history of this?
I don't know anymore. I mean, let's get this game out here so we can put it behind us.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's the only way this is going to end.
Apparently the game opens with Duke at a urinal and you have to hit the right trigger to pee.
Well, that's wonderful, isn't it? That's precious. Yeah. Like, you know, it's happening. That's good. I guess. Like I said, I'll just be happy when it's out and it's all done.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Now, what's the next important story on your list?
I don't know which one you could be possibly talking about. Does it have to do with guns or cards?
I don't know. I just asked you to objectively pick.
Oh, I'll just
you can start just going down your list now, because I'm sure you're just going to get confused.
Okay.
Let's talk about the PSP and make fun of it. I know you'll want to.
I'll move on. Gabe Newell has said that the only way a Half-Life movie would ever happen is if Valve made it themselves.
I don't... That'd be weird.
Apparently all these Meet the videos for TF2 were them kind of experimenting to see if they could do it. Which he thinks they can, but he doesn't know if they will.
Right now, I'd be far more interested in Valve actually making a Half-Life game.
Oh, but you see, Mike, Gabe Newell says in an interview that Valve has three very big surprises to announce over the next 12 months. He was even laughing as he said it because he can't believe how surprised you will be. I'm not exaggerating that.
He can't believe how surprised he The yeah. last big surprise was, like, Portal was going to come out for PlayStation 3, which wasn't that big of a surprise. Oh, God damn it. Sorry. I just triple posted something on Bitmob and I'm mad at myself.
Quit. We're recording now.
I know, but I just saw it right now and I'm sad. But look.
Deal with it later.
But in any case, though, would you really ever want them to divert resources from stopping the creation of games to make a movie?
Well, no, but if they expand themselves to do it, I'd be
okay,
fine with
yeah,
that.
But, like, you know, resources will be diverted no matter how much they expand.
Yeah.
I don't need Valve to make movies. They make games. What's wrong with that?
Well, the Meet the videos are very good.
Yeah, they're also 10 minutes long. Less than that.
10 minutes, not even. They're, like, two.
Okay, exactly. So, like, that's not very... Those are fine. Those are fun. Those are shorts. I don't need them to make movies. Doesn't make any sense.
You sound like you're in a bad mood today.
No, why would they make movies?
Why? Well, like he said, like, you know, he talks a little bit about like the World of Warcraft movie being done by Sam Raimi. And he's like, well, I've seen like Blizzard storytelling and like what they could do with CG. I'd rather just they made it.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Wait a second. Blizzard CG is pretty good. Their storytelling is shit though. So yeah,
it comes
no,
and goes.
Not so much. Sorry. I have no interest in seeing Valve make an entire movie. The Final Fantasy movie, by the way, was made almost entirely by Square.
No, it was made by like a facility they opened in Hawaii.
Right. Sakaguchi directed it.
Well, yeah, but it's not like the guys in the offices at Square Japan were the ones making it. They built a brand new facility and hired people.
That's exactly what you just said you wanted Valve to do.
Yeah, I know. I realized that as I was talking.
It's the same. It's Square.
Okay, fine. You may have proved your point.
There, good. I win. Next, what other dream am I going to crash next?
This one's already been crushed for me. The Civ 5 demo is no longer coming out ahead of the game. Instead, it will be launching with the game on September 21st.
You're probably just going to buy it anyways.
I am. It's just I wanted to play it sooner is all.
Well, you don't get to.
Okay, here's good news. The Epic Mickey Collector's Edition. This is pretty rocking, actually. For your $70, you'll get the game, a pair of Wii skins for both sides of the console, a faceplate for your Wiimote, a DVD with behind-the-scenes videos and other materials, special packaging, and a 5-inch vinyl figure of Mickey with the paintbrush.
Cool.
Yes.
Sure, a lot of special editions these days. What was that ripping noise?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm drinking a drink, and the coaster stuck to the bottom of the glass, and it fell.
Cool. Next.
DS and DSi are getting price drops September 12th to $150 and $170, respectively.
Yeah, let's get those things out there before the 3DS comes out, because there's no going back.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot.
And while those are dropping, the price of an Xbox Live subscription is going up.
Oh, see, this could have been the second story. I'm not mad anymore, but I'm just saying.
Well, I wanted to go with the DS going to see the relationship.
Okay, yeah, nice segue.
Thank you.
I'm glad that's what you're worried about. All right.
A monthly sub is going from $7.99 to $9.99. 3 months is $19.99 to $24.99. And a full year from $49.99 to $59.99.
Basically, it's $10 more.
Yeah. You know, I obviously, I don't like it. My problem is their basic explanation for this was, well, you know, we've put all these features like Twitter and Facebook and Netflix and Last.fm, and so we've decided that the service is worth more. It almost would have been better if they would have been like, the day Twitter and Facebook and Last.fm came out, they also said, we're going to up the subscription fee for these. Like, it'd be better if there was something to go along with the subscription price hike, you know?
Plus, like... Do you actually use Twitter and Facebook on your Xbox?
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, Netflix,
especially.
Like, Netflix, yes, use it all the time. But you know what else? I pay for that separately. Last.fm, I use that sometimes, riddled with ads. My only complaint with Last.fm is, like, if you want to, like, you know, have people over and play music in the background, every three songs there's an ad, usually for an Xbox game. So, that's kind of silly.
You know what I want to say is, like, can you make a new version of Xbox that was like the old one, but without Facebook and Twitter,
yeah,
and charge me $50 again then?
Yeah, seriously. And, like, you know, the ESPN stuff is coming, but then even that's just, it's just basically, you if you could access ESPN3.com, that's what you get on the Xbox ESPN, I found out. So I don't even think you can subscribe to it. I think it's just if your cable provider's a partner. So I don't know how that'll work. You know, maybe you could justify the Kinect upgrade, but that's thin at best. So, I mean, but again, if you do the math, it's $5 a month. It's $60 for the year. Like, don't go to, you know, McDonald's at 2 a.m. one night and you'll be fine. But it is what it is, I guess.
It's just, it's not so, I understand that they realize they could probably get away with raising the price, whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't appreciate, game companies need to understand that their audience is very wise to this sort of shit, and they can't really pull that off.
Yeah. Then Michael Pachter was, like, giving the numbers how, like, this increase will actually make them another, like, $80 million
a year. It's going to make them a lot of money, because he's
anticipating a $100 a year elite tier of Xbox Live or something like that. What that would entail, I do not know, but that's what Pachter seems to think.
I don't know. We'll see where this goes.
I did kind of feel bad for Major Nelson, though, because it's like, you know, these execs and marketing guys are like, okay, we're raising the price. Larry, go tell everybody. And he's like, ah, oh, damn it. Even, like, I felt bad. Like, the end of the day on Twitter, he just wrote, thank God today's over, and the hashtag was, I was a punching bag today.
Nice.
I was like, it's okay, man. It's not your fault.
He got to show off the new controller later in the week.
Hey, great segue.
Yeah, I could play that game, fun. Too.
Yes. Almost as if planned to kind of help compensate for the bad news, they announced a new 360 controller design. Primarily, it has a new D-pad where you twist the D-pad 90 degrees and it causes the north, south, east, west kind of part of it to pop up so that it's separated from the diagonals a bit. It also features more concave analog sticks and, bogglingly, black and white buttons.
I don't understand why they had to get rid of colors for the buttons.
Yeah, I really don't. Like, I don't know. I guess you could say it kind of looks neat because the controller looks like it's all monotone. But, like, a lot of games, like, for their on-screen prompts, use color.
Right.
Like, not they don't even use the letters. They use the colors.
Like, I can't distinguish between the gray one and the darker gray one.
Right. Literally, it's going to now become, okay, when do we get the controller with improved D-pad and colored buttons?
Right. Like, that's literally like what the hell, guys?
Like, what gain was there with that? Like, I'm sure it's going to piss off more people than it pleases, with a lot of people just apathetic either way. You know? So it's like, why not just go with color? Anyway.
Well, like that boom boom rocket or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all color based. Like, push the red button now. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It just seems dumb. It's just kind of stupid.
If you want one, they're coming November 9th. It's it only comes as the plan charge bundle, so it's $65.
See, I've already trained myself to use the analog stick for fighting games now, so.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think I've gotten to the point with it. I don't think I'd want to use a D-pad in like Street Fighter 4.
Right. I'm not going to get this, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, like if I find that I need another control, I'd get one, but I have my 4. I'm good.
Right.
Let's see. Next we have, I don't know who authorized this, but Borderlands is getting a Game of the Year edition with all the DLC included.
I don't know who, like, I'm not saying not worthy of Game of the Year.
Did it get Game of the Year anywhere?
Someone had to. I don't know who
I guess.
I don't know who this person was who, I mean, Uncharted 2 came out that year.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. But whatever.
Yeah. Monday Night Combat is getting 3 DLC packs, the first of which will be free. I was excited to hear that. They're also releasing like a content update to do some class balancing changes, mostly for the support and the assassin. So that'll be cool.
Cool.
Oh, next on the list. Sony has announced the PSP Ghost of Sparta bundle.
There's always a bundle with any big PSP release.
Right. And, of course, it is a PSP 3000. That is black and red two-toned. It actually does look kind of nice. You get with this Ghost of Sparta on UMD, a download voucher for God of War Chains of Olympus, The UMD movie version of Kick-Ass, a 2-gig memory stick pro duo. And it'll, they haven't said the price, but it'll probably be like every other bundle and be $200. It's not a bad bundle.
I guess not. I remember when I got the Dissidia bundle yet. And I was all worried, like, oh, I don't know, like, what if, I don't know if I should be getting the PSP 3000, though, because it might be old hardware.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, even like people thought PSP 4000 would be out by now, although I'm still thinking TGS might be when they announce the next PSP.
Perhaps. Do you want to make fun of the PSP now?
No, I was just going to move on.
I mean, but we didn't do the story yet.
I said it earlier. I think you were yelling at me,
well,
though.
Well, clearly we didn't, you know, cover it very well.
Okay, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep will not be coming to the PSP Go.
All right. It's not going to be on the digital store at all.
No.
All right. Well, then, next.
Okay. I thought you wanted to discuss more.
Not anyway, really. I just want to get out there. I don't want to beat up on the PSP anymore. I'm just...
Fair enough.
I'm just feeling bad now.
Okay. AMD has decided to drop the ATI branding from its graphics cards. So instead of being the ATI Radeons, they are now the AMD Radeons.
Fair enough. Whatevs.
Mm-hmm. Next, the Final Fantasy XIV beta has commenced after being delayed for a day.
I was hoping that beta.
I just signed up for it. I don't know. Well, I'm in the process of signing up, I guess. I had to make a Square Enix ID.
The game certainly looks very pretty.
Apparently, though, like, the servers are already crashing under the load, which is not good when the game comes out in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, it seems, like, really late for a beta.
It's a marketing ploy, pure and simple.
Probably more of a demo than a beta.
Because it had been in closed beta for a little while.
Right.
Let's get into a duo of Telltale announcements. First, they have confirmed that for their Back to the Future games, Christopher Lloyd is reprising the role of Doc Brown.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I hope they'll still manage to get Michael J. Fox. I mean, I know he doesn't really act anymore because he has Parkinson's, but he could talk, right?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they got Michael J. Fox.
It'd be a stretch, but it'd be cool. Sure. The game, they said, you know, it's still set in 1985, and, you know, there will be DeLoreans and all the stuff.
Do we know what the plot is exactly?
I think it is like a follow-up.
Oh.
It's not a retelling.
So he comes back from
the past to the future, which is our present, which is actually our past.
Right. Okay, next.
They've also confirmed everyone's suspicions after their teaser last week by announcing Poker Night at the Inventory, which is a poker game featuring Tycho from Penny Arcade, the heavy weapons guy from TF2, Strong Bad, and Max from Sam & Max. It's $5.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
Here's what
I'm curious. Bad show, guys. Bad show.
Oh, well, here's what they said. It uses some kind of dynamic conversation system so that, like, they just kind of keep these conversations going about what's happening in the poker game, and it will be fully voiced, which just has me wondering who's going to do Tycho's voice. I think it'd be cool if it was Jerry Holkins himself, but they haven't said. They haven't even showed. They had, like, some screenshots out of the in-game, but none of the screenshots had Tycho in them.
Right.
Which I thought was weird.
Tycho's going to talk?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He'll just talk with word balloons to be funny. I don't know. I think we'll probably get some video of the game after PAX this weekend.
There's always some kind of weird clashing style thing going on there with Strong Bad and the other characters.
Well, no, Strong Bad's like, he looks all 2D and stuff.
That's
and, what I'm I mean, saying. Everyone
looks
like they look.
Clashing styles thing going on there.
I don't know, I thought it was kind of neat. Like a Who Framed Roger Rabbit sort of thing.
I just didn't. All right, if you say so. I just thought it looked weird.
All right, that's fair.
But, I mean, come on. That tease was clearly trying to get us excited about their poker game by not telling us it was a poker game. They basically lied to us.
Well, if you looked at the silhouettes, they were pretty clearly
holding
cards.
Everyone,
I'm not saying it wasn't a surprise. We all guessed this last week.
Yeah, after a while, at first, though. I mean, you don't think this was at all slightly shady of them?
Not real. I wouldn't say shady.
Okay, we'll get back to this later. God, I'm so mad at you right now, though. You do this. You just defend. Like, certain developers can do no wrong. And, you know, everything they do is great because, you know, they look out for the community and stuff. Bullshit. Next.
I know this will upset you, but the 3D Blu-ray update to the PS3 has been delayed to October. It was supposed to come out at the end of this month.
You were joking.
Yes.
All right, yeah, whatever.
On Live has announced that later this month they will be launching a beta of Wi-Fi support for the service, which is actually kind of a big deal.
Is On Live out yet, or is it still in beta?
No, it's out. It came out the day I started using it.
Oh.
Yeah, you can go sign up for an account right now.
Has
and
it
in
been
fact,
doing well?
Yeah, I think so. They've they announced that, or they extended their offer. If you sign up before the end of this year, you'll get your first year of the service for free. So anyone could go and check it out, and then because like the way what's really cool about it is the way demos in the system work. Like I said, is you just play the game for 30 minutes. So any game on there, you can just go and check it out immediately. So that's nice.
Well, all right then.
Yeah. So in a very random story, someone found an Easter egg in Wave Race Blue Storm for the GameCube that had yet to be discovered. What it is you have to go into the sound options and push a bunch of buttons. I don't know how people figure these out, but anyway, when you start the race, the commentator is replaced by this sarcastic guy who insults you the entire time. It's actually pretty funny. Also, oh, the man. Sound of the nitro boost is replaced by a little girl going meow meow.
That was a launch game for the GameCube, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yep. Then we have a very cool story. It was announced today that Oddworld Stranger's Wrath is being ported to the PlayStation 3.
That's cool. That's supposed to be a really good game.
Yes. It's being done by the studio Just Add Water. But it's not just a port. They're like, you know, they're going into the game adding 720p support, updating the character models, putting in, like, normal mapping and self-shadowing. Also, it's going to get move support.
Move support?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
And it's actually a PSN release, which means it'll probably end up costing, like, 10 or 15 bucks.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm excited.
So, yeah, I'm excited. I've never really gotten to play that game, so. Because it was never one of the backwards compatible games.
No, right.
And there's always the rumor, too. Supposedly, I think, I know they said it. I don't know if it's still going to happen, but supposedly it's supposed to come to the PC at some point, too. I don't know if it'll be this version or what, but right. We'll find out. Then we have two shooter-based stories to finish up. First, a quick one. Apparently, the GameStops located on military bases in the Middle East will not be carrying Medal of Honor. Apparently, everyone's upset that the Taliban is a playable faction in multiplayer.
What do you think about that?
I understand the argument on both sides. I mean, I'm not as close to that as, like, say, someone in the military or someone who has a family member serving in Afghanistan would be, so I could see why you'd be upset about it. But I also think it's kind of like a snap reaction. Like,
think of the people that you know who play online multiplayer shooters.
Yes.
Now these are the people who are now picking teams, and one of them is the Taliban. It's almost kind of funny, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not even like you pick the teams, too. It just randomly assigns you
one. I know, but it's... I don't know. I don't really know what to think about it. First impression is not a high one, though.
Mm. But, I mean, what else were they going to do? It's a game set in Afghanistan.
I know, but that's, like, the problem. That's kind of the weird duality of these games. They kind of want to be these serious things about modern warfare, but then it's also team deathmatch!
Yeah.
You know? Elimination!
Well, I don't know how it works in Medal of Honor, but that was always weird to me that at the beginning of every round of Modern Warfare 2 was like a commanding officer going, team deathmatch, let's move out, men. I'm like, what?
All right, guys. They're there. We're both in this place. We're going to try to kill more of the other guys than they kill us. And after a while, we'll stop and tally up the kills. And, game over. But, like,
yes.
I don't know. Did you see those the new multiplayer modes for the new Call of Duty?
That's my next story. Yes. The big one they showed off of this event that they had is this idea of like you could wager your in-game currency. So like if you're in the top 3 spots at the end of the round, you are in the money. If you're not, you lose all the money you put on that match, and then you use that in-game money to buy like new items and stuff.
Right.
It's actually kind of cool. Some of the modes they showed, like, you could go watch the trailer that shows them all off. But they have, like, the one where throughout the round, the weapons just randomly change for everybody, and everyone has the same weapon. So, like, everyone might be running around just, like, an AK, and then after, like, 2 minutes, everyone will just switch to a rocket launcher. Minutes later, everyone switches to a shotgun.
I thought the cool one was you start off with, like, a pistol, I think. And when you get a kill with a pistol, you go up to, like, the next best weapon.
Right, so until you get, like, all the way to the end.
Right, it's like,
but
you
then
have
if someone
the weapons. If someone knife
someone
you,
knife
you,
you, you go back, yeah.
I thought that was
It cool. seems like knifing is, like, the kind of, like, humiliation, I think they're called, throughout the game.
Right. And the other one was, like, you just have one pistol with one bullet. If you shoot somebody and kill them, you get another bullet.
Yeah. But if you miss, then you just have your knife.
Right.
Oh, no, I think that they're pretty cool twists on multiplayer.
Yeah,
I'm actually,
I think they sound neat.
I'm actually kind of impressed at how much effort they're putting into this. It actually appeals to me, so good
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, it is.
They managed to actually get me interested in this next Call of Duty game.
Right, like I said, like I couldn't have given a shit, but it's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Good on them. I'm kind of rooting for Treyarch on this one, in a way.
I'm kind of sick
think,
of all the crap
I think this
they
will
get.
Be the... Yeah, I know. I think this will be the one that like they could finally say, look, we've had the time. We don't have Infinity Ward like overshadowing us. The Call of Duty like franchise is literally just a label now to put on military shooter. It doesn't mean anything. So, look, we can do this.
Well, World at War was good.
I never really played much. I don't know. I think I just wasn't ready to go back to World War II yet at the time. Chris really liked it.
Right. All right, what's next?
Last thing, I just want to talk a little bit about the Apple presentation thing on Wednesday.
All right, very, very, hurry up.
Okay, next week they're releasing iOS 4.1 for iPhone and iPod Touches, which has the Game Center application, which is kind of their version of Xbox Live. Unified friends list, game invites, all that good stuff is going to be in there. They've also announced a new model of the iPod Touch. This will be the third generation one. Basically, it has all the iPhone 4 features, the A4 processor, Retina display, the gyroscope controls, and also front and rear-facing cameras. You can do FaceTime on the iPod Touch, which will be kind of neat. They also, what I think is really cool, this isn't really gaming-related, but the camera software is getting an HDR mode where it quickly takes three pictures of different exposures to make an HDR image on the fly, which is actually really neat. Kind of wish there was an app for the Android that did that. Hmm. They announced that iOS 4.2, which is coming in November, will be like the iPad finally getting iOS 4, which I thought would actually happen a lot sooner than that, but whatever. They also, of note, Epic revealed their first iOS game called Project Sword. It's being made by the guys who made Shadow Complex.
Cool.
And it's they put out a tech demo that you can get right now that shows like the Unreal Engine on an iOS device, and I put it on my iPad. It's actually pretty stunning. It looks really good.
You done then?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, here's your quiz.
All right,
first question. What studio developed the Opposing Force in Blue Shift expansions for Half-Life?
Gearbox.
Correct.
Those are very good.
Question two. What was the subtitle for the first Brothers in Arms?
Road to Hill 40.
Road to Hill 30.
God darn it!
Question three. What year was that game originally released?
2004.
2005.
Damn, really?
Yes. Question four. When was it ported to the Wii?
2007?
2008.
God damn it, I hate years.
All right, five. What is the subtitle for the first sequel to Brothers in Arms?
Brothers in Arms, oh, God. Oh, shit. Is it, like, Earned in Blood?
Well, you tell me if that's your answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Earned in Blood.
Oh, good.
All right, bonus question. What is the name of the Berserker character in Borderlands?
I don't know.
We played Borderlands. You should know.
I didn't play a Berserker.
Well, all right. Brick.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. I think you got, like, two.
Two.
Road to Hill 40. That was just funny.
Yeah.
I lolled. All right. Let's go topical.
Okay.
Ray?
Yes.
Duke Nukem Forever will be a mediocre game.
Yeah. It was announced in 1997. I don't know what iteration of it they're on. For all we know, it could have been scrapped and restarted five times, six times. And it is a developer going into another developer's resources and code saying, what have we got here? Okay, let's try to finish this. It's going to look dated. It's not going to look like a brand new game. And let's face it, if it is at all true to Duke Nukem 3D, that game was fine when it came out, but I would imagine those mechanics applied today are going to feel pretty dated. Like, if you like Serious Sam HD, you might like this, but this is going to be a $60 game. Like, I'm sure it'll be fine. Like, I'm talking sevens and eights, maybe, with the occasional six thrown in. And it'll be more of a curiosity. It will sell on its pedigree.
I mean, you
want to
play
game.
It, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm dying to play it. But yeah, I'm not going to like play and be like, it's the best shooter ever. It was so worth the 13 years I waited for. That's half my life. This game has been in development half my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much agree with you. But
okay.
I don't want to say now that, oh yeah, it's going to be a mediocre game, but don't have big hopes for it. All right, Jay. Telltale should be criticized for overhyping their new poker game.
I was like disappointed that it wasn't like some action game or even like an adventure game that starred these four characters. But if it would have been like the Telltale poker game, it's going to be $20 and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, yeah, we made this thing. It's $5. We think it's cool. You might like seeing these characters
together. So it was justified to make a teaser trailer for a $5 poker game.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yes, when I first saw it, my mind raced with possibilities. But, like, literally 5 minutes later, I was like, wait, they're all holding cards. Then Telltale make a... Oh, yeah, it's going to be a poker game. Okay. Like, that was literally my thought process.
It's kind of lame. Come on. It was lame of them. Admit it.
A little bit.
All right, fine.
It was lame. Okay, yeah, maybe, like, they thought, like, oh, this is going to be great. People are going to love this. And they did it. But I don't think they were like, we're going to trick people.
Oh, they had to kind of know. Okay, whatever. Next, you would buy another Super Mario Brothers collection.
I saw something about this on Twitter, but I didn't see it really anywhere else. Like, what is it that another one's coming to the Wii?
Yeah, basically like another version of Mario All-Stars is going to come to the Wii.
How far does it go?
I think it's just going to be like... probably no further than 3 or Super Mario World. And it's also going to come with like a some sort of book that has the history of Mario and like a CD with like songs throughout from like the first Mario all the way up to Mario Galaxy 2.
Ooh.
I think it's only confirmed for Japan right now. I don't even know if it's confirmed for Japan.
I think I'd get it for that CD. If it went all the way up to like Sunshine, that'd be cool.
I don't think it's going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know why not, I guess, but, you know.
I don't know. Between... I already have World on the Virtual Console, and quite frankly, if I want to play the NES ones, I'll get a ROM. At this point, I don't feel bad about that anymore.
We've bought these games enough times.
Yeah, I think I've bought Mario 3 6 times full over by now. So, you got my money, Nintendo.
All right. Resident Evil 6 will come out in 2011.
Sure, why not? Will I care? Probably not.
I mean, you saw where the guy said that he wants to do Resident Evil 6 quickly.
Yeah.
I mean,
they took their time on 5, and that turned out great.
Oh, my gosh. I imagine so much of 5 had to be spent on tech. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the mechanics were pretty much there already, so I don't... Like, all that time literally had to be spent on making the game look pretty.
Can I go on a quick side topic here?
Sure.
It just seemed like ever since this generation started, Japanese companies have really struggled with tech development.
You're just picking on the Japanese developers again.
But no, I mean, you know, here, like, you know, do you agree with that? Like,
I guess it seems like it takes Japan a lot longer to make their AAA games than it seems to take Western developers. Yes.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
Like, Final Fantasy 13 took however long as it did to look good.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Mass Effect 2 took...
2 years.
Sure. I guess.
But Uncharted 2 took 2 years.
Well, those games got to use some assets from their predecessors, I'm guessing. But still, even if Uncharted 1 took however long that took.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just... I'm not going to comment on something I don't understand. Like, I'm sure there's a reason. But, yeah, I understand the point you're trying to make. Another aside, did you see the Mega Man Universe trailers?
Yeah, it was meant to clear up confusion, but I just kind of was still confused. I mean, I kind of figured it was just going to play like a Mega Man game, and I'm assuming you, like, build the levels yourself, but do you also make the characters yourself, and how would that work?
I think it's more, there's a lot of characters you get to play as, and yeah, in, you know, Little Big Planet-y, you get to make levels. Like, pretty much this is going to be like the community Mega Man game.
Okay.
Well, you saw the ones, they had, like, the one Mega Man that looked like if they wanted to make a weird Western version of Mega Man where he has angry eyes and he's, like, skinnier and stuff, and it was kind of lame looking. And, like, at first I thought that was the only one they showed first. I was like, I don't think I like the way Mega Man looks. Then they had the other one. This one was just called Rock Man, and it looked very much like the classic sort of Mega Man.
Oh, I only saw Rock Man and Bad Mega Man 1 box art Mega Man.
Yeah, there's the other one. Yeah, Bad Mega Man 1 box art Mega Man was pretty funny, I thought. But, you know, you're also going to be able to play through the game as Ryu and or Ryu or whatever and Arthur and stuff. Pretty much is this Little Big Planet Mega Man, which I approve of.
But is that... have they said what distribution platform it's going on?
I have no idea what it's going to be on. They never even said that there's a level creator. I'm just assuming this.
Right. Well, let's just assume everything you said is right. Is that a $60 game?
Could be. We don't know. I don't know the features.
Yeah.
I think it's not a deal. I think it's not a...
Downloadable
game, I can tell you that.
Right.
I mean, that kind of amount of user content. Like, you know, it's kind of like... It's almost like Mod Nation Racers, but with Mega Man.
Not a lot of people bought Mod Nation Racers.
Yet. I don't know. But maybe there even will be something to customize in Mega Man. You make your own Mega Man.
Yeah. See, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be something. All right.
Oh, real quick, you just got to mention, Yo, well, make a fight!
Make a fight!
He put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
All right, next one. None of Valve's three big surprises will involve Half-Life 2 Episode 3.
The only way I will be fine with that if they just say one of them is Half-Life 3.
Okay.
Which, frankly, I'm expecting at this point, so I don't know if I will be surprised. I'll be like, oh, good.
You are expecting Half-Life 3 and not Episode 3.
Pretty much.
Do you think there will be a backlash now if it is just Half-Life 2 Episode 3?
No, I mean, if that is it and it's the greatest thing ever, I'm fine with that. But I wouldn't be surprised if they just, like, the surprise is, yeah, we just went to Half-Life 3. We have Source Engine 2. It's going to blow your mind and cook you a delicious turkey dinner.
Let's assume, all right, Source Engine 2 would be... What, is anything Source Engine 2 yet?
No, I mean, literally, the Source Engine, the whole trick of it when it first came out in 2004, it was that it was, like, super modular and easy to upgrade. Like, Left 4 Dead 2 is technically the same engine as Half-Life 2.
Okay.
Just with, all the different lighting updates and normal mapping updates.
You really think they would debut Source Engine 2 with Episode 3?
Not Episode 3, if it's Half-Life 3.
Sure, if it's Half-Life 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's assume one of these announcements is Half-Life. It has to be. Okay. What if none of these announcements is Half-Life Episode 3 or just Half-Life 3? Man.
That'd be just awful.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be the worst thing ever.
I am assuming another one of these will be that Defense of the Ancients game that we've been hearing about.
But see...
And what?
But that's not a surprise. We know about that. The trademark finally happened.
Okay, but if they say they're going to have three surprises... If he says he has three surprises for us, one of them is allowed to not be a huge surprise.
Won't the fact that they're making another Half-Life not be that surprising?
Okay, are you getting to semantics? At this point, I am surprised. We haven't heard about it in a while.
Well, that's true. I'm almost thinking it might be something crazy, like Steamworks is coming to the Xbox, like they worked it out or something. I mean, that would be a surprise.
Listen, it's a Half-Life thing, it's a Defense of the Ancients thing, and it's a Counter-Strike thing.
Yeah, Counter-Strike is up there too for me, but...
Counter-Strike has been a long time coming now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the money they were able to pull in with Team Fortress 2. I'm sure that a Counter-Strike 2 is coming. Okay, next. $60 a year is too much for Xbox Live.
I don't think so. Like I said, I mean, I'm fine with paying it. It's just I wish they did a better job of explaining why they felt they needed to raise the price at this exact moment.
It's because they need more money.
I guess.
Money.
They ran out of money hats.
I can tell you why, yeah.
Yeah.
Money.
I mean, frankly, for as much as I get out of Xbox Live right now, I'm fine with a $5 a month fee for it. Like, I really am. You know, yeah, people are all up in arms. Oh, God, the price is going up. Again, I think you could scrounge up $10 in the course of a year. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's not a matter of the money.
I know. That's what I realize.
But it's
like
just,
I said, it's an issue of the justification. If it would have launched with some huge new feature, okay. But it was just like, yeah, we had all this stuff, and it's really great, and you guys like it, right? So we decided it's actually worth a little bit more, and we're going to start charging you that now.
They better be happy with the $60 a year thing for a while now, though.
Yeah, I can't see how it could get much higher than that. Unless it is just like elite tier or whatever it is.
Ugh. All right, that's it for Let's Go Topical.
Okay.
Have you been playing anything?
I beat ODST last night.
Why did you do that?
It's a really funny story, actually.
Oh, God, so, I bet it's not that funny.
As I was going out for the day, I just went to grab a t-shirt to put on, and it happened to be my ODST Firefight t-shirt that I got the midnight launch for the game. But, you know, I just put it on, not thinking much of it, and then I went out to, and I went to Quiznos for lunch. And the two guys working at Quiznos saw my shirt and complimented me on it, and then that sparked a discussion about Halo Reach, which all three of us are getting at the GameStop, which is right next to the Quiznos when it comes out. Then that's devolved into actually a conversation about the Firefight mode, and then ODST itself, and I was like, why didn't I beat that yet? So I got home, still wearing my ODST shirt, and I proceeded to beat ODST. God. I wasn't that far from the end, it turns out. I beat on Heroic, too. I was very excited about that.
You really need to beat Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, I know. Oh, by the way, was your tweet today supposed to be read as like a Bill Cosby thing?
Was it? What'd I say?
You said, beat Red Dead Redemption, you fool, you fool.
I guess subconsciously it was. If I say you fool, I'm channeling Bill Cosby.
Very good. Yeah, that's next to my to-do list. Well, I guess I gotta go like back and forth between that and Metroid.
Right. Have you played Metroid more?
Which segues, yes, into my next point, because I didn't play it after or before last week. Metroid, as I said on Twitter, is a fantastic action game with a shit story. I mean, shit. I hate it.
Is it really that bad? Is this really not something you're used to?
I don't let the whole Varia suit thing ruin the game for me like some people did in their reviews. And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, like, yes, you run through the lava level for like a good 10 minutes until your commander finally comes on the radio, like, just randomly, and is like, Samus, I'm authorizing use of the Varia suit. It will protect you from high heat environments. And you're like, thank you, asshole, I know. Now listen, this is all they had to do. This is where I'm going to fix Metroid Other M for them free of charge.
Oh yeah,
if they make another one. Listen, I understand that they didn't want to do the whole contrived, you lost all your powers again, better go find them. But you know what? We've been using super missiles and various suits and super bombs and grapple beams since the Nintendo. How about some new powers? And, you know, you've got all this new shit in this game. Here's a bunch of free ones. Like, let's have, say for the first-person shooting. People complain how you can't move when you're in first-person. I know you say that's just part of the mechanic. It's part of the challenge. But here's the thought. How about you get a new upgrade called the first-person lock-on evasion mode or something like that, where if a bad guy is about to hit you, there's a flash in the screen, and you could shake the Wiimote and automatically do a dodge in first person. That could be fun.
You broke
could
the game.
Could be fun. And, you know, why not have a massive ice level? And just for shits, we could come up with, like, the Nova suit, which protects you from cold, just to change it up a little bit. Okay? All I'm saying is, if they would have just spent a day thinking about it, they could have come up with 5 or 6 new powers and abilities that could have been implemented to the game and let you just start with everything. Why not? You know? Design the game around that. Also, fuck those guys in the story. The little Halo knockoff dudes, they don't need to be there. They don't do anything. Literally, this is what they do. Whereas in every other Metroid game ever, you figured out what was going on based by the very well-done context clues of the environment. It's like you sit there. Again,
you just said it. You just said it. It's not like every other Metroid game. You just begged for change and immediately knocked the game for being different. Within seconds of each other.
Let me finish. Either get rid of them so you can figure it out instead of you like figuring out like, oh, this person died because of these monsters, but then having some guy walk on the screen going, I don't understand. What could have killed these guys? And another guy walks in going, I think it was those monsters. Like, no fucking duh. Also, Samus
repeats like... Why does it upset
like,
you so much?
Samus why repeats this, like...
Why does exposition kill you guys?
Because it's poorly written and poorly acted.
So is the exposition in Halo. You don't see me crying about it.
It's so bad. But here's what annoys me. Listen. Three times, after it's been established that they are, in fact, researching biological weapons on this base, Samus asks, do you think they could be researching biological weapons here? Yes! We figured that out already! A while ago! They told you all about it! Look. I hate to do this again. I know I do it a lot, and people probably think I might be borderline racist about it. But all the Japanese shit in this game pisses me off. The whole thumbs up, thumbs down thing is the stupidest thing ever. There, I said it. Because even in her little monologuing, she's like sitting there going, they all treated me like a child, a young and petulant girl. And there she is with her little thumbs down, which somehow meant she was okay with it. Just give the fucking thumbs up, bitch. A.
See, what
B,
are you so mad about?
But then she goes on
this,
to com-
do you really
after,
this
after
so
complaining
much?
About how they treated her like a child, like 2 seconds later, she's like, I was so young, so naive, a child lost in the world. It's like, yeah, because that's why they treated you like a child, because you acted like a child, because no one gives a shit about your fucking daddy issues with this guy because you were giving him thumbs down. He called
what
you lady.
What is wrong with you? Why are you that mad?
I don't know. Just really pissed.
What?
But here's
why
the thing.
Where did you become such a Japanophobe?
Here's the thing, though. I love the game. I think it plays fantastically. I really enjoy it. But all that bullshit, it just pisses me off.
Why does it bother you that much?
I don't know.
Plenty
I really don't know why it bothers me
that much. Games
have pretty
dumb stories. We just play through them and it's fine. Whatever.
I know, it's just that it didn't need to happen this way. It just didn't.
What? Oh my god. You played the first Ninja Gaiden, didn't you?
I hated that too.
Oh my god. Did you ever watch an anime?
Yes, I hate a lot of them.
Can't imagine.
But here's the thing. When I heard Team Ninja was making this game, all my expectations have come true. It was going to be a nice-looking game that played pretty well that had shit storytelling. And I got exactly what I was expecting.
I don't know what to say. It just doesn't bother me that much. I agree that it's kind of dumb. I just don't understand why people are that upset.
I mean, the storytelling of the franchise works so well since the NES all the way up to Metroid Prime 2. 3 started talking, and that was dumb of them, too. But, like... I just understand why they felt this was the way to go.
Because what would you have rather had? This or Metroid Prime 4?
No, I'd rather have this with the storytelling sensibilities of Super Metroid and Metroid Prime.
And Super Metroid had the storytelling sensibilities that it had because those people weren't able to tell the story probably that they wanted. You realize
they
that
still told
you realize
a pretty
that those
good
guys,
story.
Those guys could have, they would have, in your words, ruined that game too.
Well, then, good thing they didn't.
They
just
didn't
like
the
Star
technology.
Wars Special Editions, okay?
Yeah, exactly. They didn't have the technology quite yet to ruin your favorite games for you.
I'm still also reeling from the fact that it's apparently pronounced Zebes and not Zebs.
Yes, yeah.
Or Zeebs.
I always said Zeebs.
Yeah.
Right. You really that upset, though?
I don't think I really am. I just think as I got talking out loud about it, I got comically intense.
Right, don't you?
I still just think it's really stupid. Just some of that stuff is just so dumb.
All right. You like it,
all
though.
All I'm saying is that a veteran bounty hunter who just blew up a planet is not going to all of a sudden start taking orders from some guy to prove that she likes him or something or whatever's going on there.
All right, I got to say, I get really upset with these people who go on and on about how this game has ruined Samus's character. It made her, like, totally sexist and stuff.
Here's the thing. If the game was actually, like, a prequel where it was her just out of the academy, I could understand, like, these story conceits of her wanting to impress this guy and follow his orders. But quite frankly, at this point, she's kind of a hardened veteran. And a hardened veteran mercenary, if they want to use their Varia suit, they're going to use the goddamn Varia suit.
I'm glad that you guys know so much about Samus' character through all these years of her not talking. You know exactly what she would do in any situation. It's very impressive of you.
Thank you.
No, it was sarcastic. It's not impressive. let's just move on, because I'm just getting mad.
I still like the game. I still like the game. The game's great. I like playing it.
Oh, my God. What else you play? You're done, by the way.
Did I talk about Angry Birds?
No, you can't. Okay? You can't talk about the old Flash, whatever, iPhone game that everyone was talking about months ago.
It's an iPad game, and it just came out for the Android today.
Well, no, I don't care. You're not talking about it. So there.
Listen, no, I have some legitimate concerns. You're not talking about
it. So there.
F you, I'm talking about it.
No, you're not.
This is my podcast.
It's Angry Birds. Listen. You put the birds on a catapult and you knock down buildings.
There's a problem with the physics.
Oh, my God. I want to hear this now. Tell me.
Okay. There's a thing the game does. It's a little thing, but it annoys me. Let's just say as you're trying to destroy these pig heads by launching your birds at them, a pig is on the ground, and leaning against it are three wooden planks. Now, you get a rock to drop from the top. And let's just say the rock only, because of the physics in the game, breaks the top plank. Even still, like, just think about this in real life. If you're hanging out, you've got three wooden planks leaning against you, and someone drops a rock, like, I mean a boulder, on top of you, it's still going to crush you, right?
Yes.
Okay,
were you really waiting for me to say something?
Yes. It doesn't work like that in this game, and it just keeps messing with me because I expect it to. It's just kind of annoying. Other than that, I love the game, though. It's great.
How's its story?
Really good, actually.
But what else did you play before I just explode?
Some more World of Warcraft. Really, that's about it. What about you?
I've been playing KOTOR and I'm getting towards the end. That game got so easy now, though.
Yeah.
It's, like, just ridiculously easy. Like, ever since I got the Force Wave ability, which is, like, it's, like, the AOE, or, you know, the area of effect.
Like, the burst kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like, the Force Push, but the Super Force Push, which knocks everyone down and does damage to them. And it's just, it's very easy now. Like, I don't know, it's still fun and stuff, but I never understand these Western RPGs with their ridiculous reverse difficulty curves. Like, at the beginning of the game, like, every battle, I had to, like, use med packs and, like, stop and, like, try to get one person away from the fight so that he can heal up while the other one, like, try to get the aggro on him, you know? And now I just go there and I just mash a couple buttons.
Well, like, let me put it this way. Like, I mean, you like the end of Half-Life 2 where you get super-powered, right?
Yeah, but this is the second half. This is, like, the whole second half of the game.
Yeah, so you're just saying it's a little too much?
Yeah, a little too much too soon. I understand, like, okay, I'm a Jedi now. I guess it should be. But, I don't know. For the sake of a game, I'm not challenged anymore, and I'm kind of getting slightly bored.
Okay.
Still fun, though. Still good stuff. I'm definitely going to see this through. But besides that, I haven't played much. I'm gearing up for Kingdom Hearts. It's coming out in 4 days. I think the new Professor Layton's coming out soon, as well as the new Halo, so... Looks like the season's going to be starting soon.
Yeah.
I got like a 1/2 month break there, but... Nope.
Yeah. Not very long.
You ready for the releases?
I am ready.
All right. So, Dead Rising 2 K-Zero came out on 360. What is this? It's like, I think it's, you just download it, and it's like, it's supposed to bridge the gap between the first and second game somehow. I don't get it. Don't get it. Metroid Other M came out. You know that. We've been talking about it for a while. Valkyria Chronicles 2 came out for the PSP. Castle Crashers finally came out from the PSN. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Prison Tycoon, Alcatraz for PC. I didn't know that existed. Ace Combat, Joint Assault for the PSP. Battlefield, Bad Company 2, Ultimate Edition for PS3 and 360. Gunblade New York and LA Machine Guns Arcade Hits Pack for the Wii. Remember those games?
I do.
Oh, man. Sam and Max, The Devil's Playhouse, Episode 5, The City That Dares Not Sleep for PC and Mech. What's this Cthulhu Saves the World?
I don't know. I just saw this today, too. The box art looks like an old Brotobun, like, educational PC game.
Right, but Cthulhu Saves the World, I don't know. So, that's about it. All right.
Oh, wait. I did hear about this.
What is
Where it? Did I hear about this? I think it's like a... It might actually be like an Xbox indie game or something. It's literally a JRPG where, like, this little girl finds Lord Cthulhu bereft of his powers, and they team up to get his powers back and inadvertently save the world, even though he doesn't really want to.
Kind of sounds awesome.
Yeah! I'm trying to remember where I first heard about this game.
Was it not the squad? That's where I would have guessed.
Probably.
Cthulhu saves the world. That's pretty funny. Alright, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. You can find us on the iTunes and Zune stores. I don't know. Marketplace, music store, whatever they are.
Zune Marketplace, iTunes Music Store.
Right. That's why I just wanted to say
Are you on iTunes Ping, Mike?
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. See you next time on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye-bye.
You just completely ignored me there.
What'd you say?
I asked you if you're on iTunes Ping.
You're breaking up. I can barely hear you. What's Ping?
They're social. Never mind. Bye.